Hello and welcome to the Small Fish Podcast. Something for you to listen to in the few minutes it takes to eat your breakfast, sit in traffic on the way to school, or to wash up after tea. And today is question 3. Will I cope with homework and tests? Now, you'll probably get more homework in secondary school than you did in primary. And at first, it may feel a bit overwhelming. But there is a good reason for it. To make sure you've understood something that has been taught, or to help you learn some skills of independence and organise yourself for when you become an adult. So those teachers aren't just being horrible, even if they seem a lot more strict about handing it in. My golden rule is to keep a diary and write tasks in it. Then you don't need to use valuable brain space remembering everything, especially when you have different subjects going on at the same time. Here's Charlotte.
Keep a homework diary. Some schools will give you one of these. And note down what homework you've been set and when it's due to be handed in. Plan time during the week for homework and avoid doing it on the bus on the way to school. The amount of homework was a pretty big jump when I moved up to secondary school, but I got the hang of it pretty soon. And I found out it's best to get it out of the way so you can do the things you enjoy.
I like that, Charlotte, especially the bit about the bus. Those journeys are for catching up with friends. Staring out the window or daydreaming in the winter, in that warm seat while you watch the world go by outside. Now to something else which will come your way in the big pond. Tests or assessments. They will feel like a regular part of school life. They range from mini class tests to check you've understood something, to those that will put you in different ability groups in subjects like maths. I wouldn't bother being competitive. It's not even worth knowing what your neighbour scored. Unless they're your friend and you want to encourage them. Simply do your best. Even if at first they worry you, tests will become pretty familiar. Here's Cameron.
In May or June, it can seem like schools go exam crazy. Every corridor has a sign saying, "Quiet please, exams in progress." In your first year, you might have exams, class tests, or even musical exams or sports trials. My tip, put the work in and don't wing it, so you feel confident instead of fearing failure.
Wise words there, Cameron. Do you know, funny things can happen in tests, particularly our answers. When asked in a science exam about where mushrooms grow, someone wrote that they always grow in damp places, which is why they look like umbrellas. Finally, in a geography test about people and countries, one child answered that the inhabitants of Moscow are called mosquitoes. One other funny thing that happens when we feel stuck in tests is the amount of praying that takes place when we just don't know the answer. As if Jesus is there to zap it down for you? If he did, everybody would score 100%. But remember, God doesn't do magic. Yes, there are a few angels in the Bible, but we're not supposed to wing it in tests. So ask God to help you achieve your best based upon the revision you have done. Now, before we wrap up session 3 today, here's the takeaway. Why not take a look at a normal week and highlight those things you really enjoy? A sports session, a dance class, playing an instrument, or watching your favourite programme. Having these things in place gives us something to look forward to and a kind of goal so that after all the hard work, you feel like you have earned it. And finally, what does the Bible say about testing times when we might worry? Well, when Jesus said goodbye to his followers, not everybody liked the idea of change. He said this, "A time is coming when you will be scattered. Each of you will be scattered to your own home, and that time is now here. You will leave me. I will be alone. But I'm never really alone. Why? Because the Father is with me." And that is what God wants you to know. When we do homework or prepare for tests, we're often on our own in our bedrooms, doing our best to remember everything. But Jesus knew that God was always with him, and God, the Father, is always with you. So until next time, remember that you're never out of sight with homework and tests in the big pond, especially if you're a small fish. We'd love to hear what you think about the podcast, and you can join in the conversation on Facebook by searching The Small Fish Conversations and joining our group there. Thank you for listening, and please don't forget to share the podcast across your social media channels. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, we'd love it if you could give the show a rating or write us a review. This will help others to hear about the show and enable us to support even more children who are facing the experience of life as small fish.